Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After more than a year of living under temporary regulations to deal with the effects of the pandemic, the state is preparing to emerge from the state of emergency in less than a month. Governor Baker has proposed legislation to allow some emergency provisions, which have proved to be quite popular, to remain in effect beyond their expiration dates. Joining us now to talk about the governor's plan is WBUR's Steve Brown. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us this morning. Governor Baker declared the state of emergency in March 2020 as the pandemic was ramping up. Now it's going to end on June 15th, and that sets a lot of things in motion, Steve, right?
Yeah, it sure does. That emergency declaration gave the governor a lot of power that under normal circumstances he would need the legislature to exert. He wielded that power in the form of executive orders, 68 of them in all. Some, including those involving masks and gathering limits, will go away on Saturday. But there are some others that he issued that specify expiration dates after the state of emergency ends. Now he's looking to extend some of those dates beyond June 15th.
All right, so let's dive into some of those, starting with provisions designed to help city and town governments operate during the pandemic.
Yeah, the governor's order suspended the law requiring that municipal boards, such as city and town councils, boards of selectmen, school committees, to physically be in one place to conduct business. That was impossible when the virus was running amok. Any sort of gathering was actually forbidden. So those boards were given the okay to meet via Zoom or Teams, so long as the public had some way to watch the proceedings. Jeff Beckwith with the Mass Municipal Association says many town officials and residents actually like the increased access and they want it extended.
Voter engagement, citizen engagement in community meetings is up. Local government is more transparent than ever because it's much more convenient for people to be able to see what's going on.
So the governor is proposing allowing local boards to meet under these virtual rules until the end of summer. Now, the hope is that that will give the legislature enough time to consider possible permanent changes to the open meeting law. Now, that might be a bit of an optimistic timeline, knowing it often takes the legislature some time to move on some items, but we'll see.
All right, let's move on to another area. Prior to the pandemic, it was a lot more difficult for restaurants statewide to have outdoor dining. Governor Baker threw the restaurant industry a lifeline in the pandemic by